Topic 42. Property-based testing. We recommend writing unit tests for your functions. You do that by thinking about typical things that might be a problem based on your knowledge of the thing you're testing. There's a small but potentially significant problem lurking in that paragraph, though. If you write the original code and you write the tests, is it possible that an incorrect assumption could be expressed in both? The code passes the tests because it does what it is supposed to based on your understanding. One way around this is to have different people write tests and the code under test, but we don't like this. As we said in Test to Code, one of the biggest benefits of thinking about tests is the way it informs the code you write. You lose that when the work of testing is split from the coding. Instead, we favor an alternative, where the computer, which doesn't share your preconceptions, does some testing for you. Contracts, invariants, and properties. In Design by Contract, we talked about the idea that code has contracts that it meets. You meet the conditions when you feed it input, and it will make certain guarantees about the outputs it produces. There are also code invariants. Things that remain true about some piece of state when it's passed through a function. For example, if you sort a list, the result will have the same number of elements as the original. The length is invariant. Once we work out our contracts and invariants, which we're going to lump together and call properties, we can use them to automate our testing. What we end up doing is called property-based testing. Tip 71. Use property-based tests to validate your assumptions. As an artificial example, we can build some tests for our sorted list. We've already established one property. The sorted list is the same size as the original. We can also state that no element in the result can be greater than the one that follows it. The download has an example of this in proptest/sort.py. In less than a dozen lines of code, it runs 200 tests. 100 to check each of the two invariants using randomly constructed lists. Test data generation. If you look at the code in the download, you'll see that it uses the Python Hypothesis framework. Like most property-based testing libraries, Hypothesis gives you a mini-language for describing the data it should generate. The language is based around calls to functions in the hypothesis.strategies module, which we can alias as sum, just because it reads better. If we wrote at given sum.integers, our test function would run multiple times. Each time it would be passed a different integer. If instead we wrote the following, at given sum.integer min value equals 5, max value equals 10, dot map, lambda, x times 2, then we'd get the even numbers between 10 and 20. You can also compose types, so that at given sum.lists sum.integers min value equals 1, max size equals 100, will be lists of natural numbers that are at most 100 elements long. Property-based tests often surprise you. Property-based testing is both powerful and frustrating. It's powerful because you set up some rules for generating inputs, set up some assertions for validating output, and then just let it rip. You never quite know what will happen. The test may pass, an assertion may fail, or the code may fail totally because it couldn't handle the inputs it was given. The frustration is that it can be tricky to pin down what failed. Our suggestion is that when a property-based test fails, find out what parameters it was passing to the test function, and then use those values to create a separate, regular unit test. That unit test does two things for you. First, it lets you focus in on the problem without all the additional calls being made into your code by the property-based testing framework. Second, that unit test acts as a regression test. Because property-based tests generate random values that get passed to your test, there's no guarantee that the same values will be used the next time you run tests. Having a unit test that forces those values to be used ensures that this bug won't slip through. Property-based tests also help your design. When we talked about unit testing, we said that one of the major benefits was the way it made you think about your code. A unit test is the first client of your API. The same is true of property-based tests, but in a slightly different way. They make you think about your code in terms of invariants and contracts. You think about what must not change and what must be true. This extra insight has a magical effect on your code, removing edge cases and highlighting functions that leave data in an inconsistent state. We believe that property-based testing is complementary to unit testing. They address different concerns, and each brings its own benefits. If you're not currently using them, give them a go. Here's a challenge. Think about the code you're currently working on. What are the properties, the contracts, and invariants? Can you use a property-based testing framework to verify these automatically?